staring blankly into a future of unfathomable loss. This bereaved mother still can't believe her two-year-old son, Patarawan, will never return.
I thought it was just an ordinary day. I thought he'd go to school as usual. I had no idea he wouldn't come home.
Help was on hand, government officials filling forms and assisting families with the bureaucratic burdens of death. But for many, it was just too much. Grieving parents in inconsolable pain. Thailand's health minister focused on one tiny ray of hope. Three critically injured survivors who are now stable and safe. But he's aware changes must be made so this never happens again.
In the last 2 years, we've seen two mass killings by a soldier and now a policeman. Is it a concern for you that these people in positions of authority and power?
It is big concern. It's not only concern, but we will surely have to do something.
That will be hard in a country where the military wields so much power. The Prime Minister, a general himself, visited the families on Friday afternoon, handing out checks for compensation to the victims' families.
With all the noise and commotion and media attention, it's easy to forget that at the centre of this disaster is this building, the daycare centre, where 22 children were murdered and the families that they leave behind.
And the children made one last journey. Coffins from the morgue arriving at a temple near their homes as parents waited outside. So many caskets that names and identities needed to be double-checked. And then the final check and the awful confirmation that this is the final goodbye. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Nong Bua Lumpur, northeastern Thailand.